This year is based on Likutei Siches, Chelek Chav Gimel, the Sicha of Nasei, Sicha Beis. In this year, we are going to focus specifically on the end of Siv Tes, with regards to a bracket there at the end of the Siv, and He'ara 49. Let me just explain Bekitzo, what the Nekuda is. The Rebbe speaks there about a Musag in Halacha, which is the Musag of Ha'esek B'mitzvah Patur Min HaMitzvah. And the Rebbe explains the Musag in the Pnim of the Sicha there, Al Pichsides. And in He'ara 49, the Rebbe is Metzayin to our Gatshava, and eventually V'alderech Achsides to a few tziyunim in Achsides. Let's first read the Teichen Advarim, the Nekuda in the Sicha. Alderech HaMevua, in dem Inyan von Eisek B'mitzvah Poto Min HaMitzvah, as das is der Fall, was alle Mitzvah seinen Kol Mikol HaMitzvah. Und der Rebbe, af al pias begolui, Yizem mekayim blaze di mitzvah pratis. He says, ki ilu virot eich mekayim given alle andere mitzvahs. Welche sein kolul in dem mitzvah behelem. Rebbe says, the beer of Esek ben mitzvah, patu min ha mitzvah, apichsides is, since every mitzvah is kolul from all the other mitzvahs, therefore, is though, apparently, when you mekayim mitzvah aleph, you're only Mekayim Mitzvah Aleph. But since through Mitzvah Aleph you're Mekayim Ratzon Hashem, which is the Techen HaInyan of every single other mitzvah, so it's Ki'ilu, you're Mekayim also Mitzvah Beis and Gimel and so on, and therefore Ha'esek B'mitzvah Patur Min HaMitzvah. Now, as mentioned, the Rebbe is Metzayin Torah Gatshava, which explains the Musag Al Pi Nigle. And so I'd like to explain what the Shita of the Ragat Shavar is, to be able to understand here what the Rebbe is explaining al Pichsides. Meaning, in order to understand the Ragat Shavar Shita, which is a Mechudesh Dike Shita, there are several other Shitas and Eifanim in the Achenim in the Geder of Neisek B'Mitzvah, which really you could say, together with the Ragat Shavar, we have three Shitas. There is a Achkira Yesedis, two shittas in the Achenim, Vitzufashtein, Esek B'mitzvah, the Geder of the Ptur, from the Esek B'mitzvah. And the Ragat Shavar is a third shitta, a Mechudash Dike Shitta Vitzufashtein, how to understand the Geder of the Ptur, the Geder of Esek B'mitzvah. The Rebbe here, in the Pnim, and briefly in the He'ara, the Kitzer, but also more Ba'ariches, in the Kutisiches Chelek Lamed, Amud 153-154, the Rebbe explains that the Ragat Shavar's Shita al Pi Nigle can be explained and understood according to the Musag of Esek B'mitzvah Potu Min HaMitzvah al Pichsides. In other words, that the Biur Apnimi is Eile B'kane Echad with the Biur al Pi Nigle, al Pi Halacha. And not only that, but that the Biur HaPnimi is actually explaining, is Shefech Eir, and clarifies the Ragat Shavar Shita al Pi Nigle. Derech Agav, this is one of the Musagim, one of the places in which we see that the Ragat Shavar's Biurim are explained and clarified and Mut'amim al Pi Chassidus, al Pi Kabbalah, al Pi Teiras HaNista. There is a letter of the Rebbe to Harav Meshe Grusberg, which was one of the, he authored a few Sfarim, Pirushim, Pianuchim, and Ragat Shavar. And the Rebbe, when he sent his Sefer to the Rebbe, replied, it was the Sefer Tzunes Ragat Shavi. And the Rebbe says, I see that in your Sefer, you're misspelled from those you're trying to hide, meaning you're trying to, you're not clearly saying and you're not showing enough that by the Raga Tshava is Saida Nigle or Saida Nista is Tera Achas. I don't remember now, I don't have the letter in front of me, the Roshenes the Rebbe uses, but the Rebbe tells them that you're kind of mushpa from a certain Ruach that wants to hide this aspect of Tera Sanista in the Raga Tshava's Tera. And the Rebbe says this is Punkt Verkehrt of the Raga Tshava's Shita. Meaning, if you want to be true to the Raga Tshava and be Mefaneach properly, his Shita and his Ashkafa and his way of thinking, a Yisoid in his Shita Salimud is that the whole Tera is Tera Achas, and how one Nekuda is going through many different Sugyas, many different Chalakim in Tera. The Rebbe explains that by the Raga Tshava, there is no difference between Agada and Halacha, between Nigla and Nista. It's all one Tera, it's all based on the same Yusoid. Rebbe also is mentioning there that to a Raga Tshava, that he explains something, a Tshuva Alpi Nigla, Alpi Halacha, he explains it Alpi Inyan Alpi Kabbalah. And Rebbe says, it's probably in his Pirushim ala Tera, there is also there in Yonim and elsewhere in his Tera, which eventually the Tzavtan Spanach ala Tera was published. We saw how many of the Musagim that he explains, he brings also in Yonim al Pikabala, al Pidrush, and so on. But in several places in Likutei Sichos, the Rebbe explains the Raga Tshava's Musag with regards to a particular chkira or a particular inyan, that what he says al pin nigle is actually shalshay and biure and yesayde al pichsides al pin nista al piteiras asoid. There are several examples which Eid Chazan Lameid to be melaket, maybe to give a series of shiurim where we see different musagim, different inyanim from the Raga Tshava al pin nigle, how they're explained in the Rebbe's Tera al Pichsedes. But that's one of them, where the Rebbe explains the Musag here, Beremez, Bekitzer, but also more Ba'arichs, like I said, in Chelek Lamed, that the Bir of the Raga Tshava al Pinigle Benegea Esek Bemitzvah is Lefi the Bir al Pichsedes. So to understand that, let's first address and explain the Chkiras Ha'achenim, two eifanim, wie zu verstehen, how to understand the gather of Esek B'mitzvah, the Ptur. And then we'll mention a few nafkaminas, three nafkaminas, Bekitzer, that comes out from the Chkira. And then we'll explain the Raga Tshava Shita, the Mechudesh Dike Shita of the Raga Tshava, how it is then Meyusad Alpi Chsides. Then we'll, the Chiduda, will come back to the nafkaminas Alpi Nigle, trying to see what would be the Raga Tshava Shita Lefi, Leshitase, in the gather of the Ptur of Esek B'mitzvah, what will be his Shita Benegia, some of the Nafkaminas that we're going to mention that evolves from the Chkiras Ha'achrinim. So let's begin. In order to understand the Chkira and the first two Eifanim in the Achrinim, Benegia, the Ptur of Esek B'mitzvah, Yesh Lehagdim, let's introduce that Bichlal in Halacha, there are two sugim of Ptur. When you say that a person is exempt, is patur from doing a certain mitzvah, there are two types of Ptur. There are two Gdorim and two Havanes, two understanding in the gather of Ptur. And it depends on the inyan, on the sugi, on the Halacha, if it's belonging to the first sugi of Ptur, or the second Suga Ptur. So let's explain. The first is a Ptur where the Chiyuv is not Nifka Legamre. That means that the Chiyuv, the obligation to doing this mitzvah, wasn't removed from the person. The person is still Chayav, really, to do the mitzvah. Still required to do the mitzvah. So what is the mashmos, what is the meaning of the Ptur, is that, kivyachol, if we can say, the Torah understand that you can't do it, so the Torah won't have tainus How come Tvias? How come you didn't do this mitzvah? Ledugma. Aptur Enes. A person is an onus. For example, Goyim kafu alav Goyim. Goyim forced a person not to put on tefillin. So they don't allow him, they jail him, they attach them, they don't allow him to put on tefillin. So the pshat is patu mitzad enes, not that during this moment he's not chayev b'tefillin. So of course, chayev to do mitzvah tefillin. The chiyuv wasn't nifka, wasn't removed from him. But the mashmos of the ptur here is that the Torah understands the person. They understand the person is not able to do it, so there won't be tainus and tvius against the person. That's the first oifen, first sug of ptur. Then there is a second sug, and that is afkas achiyuv legamre. That the Torah, for a certain reason, removed from the person the chiyuv. He doesn't have a chiyuv anymore. It's not just, you know, we understand you, but you don't have a chiyuv. You're not obligated anymore from doing this mitzvah. L'moshon. An oni, which is patur mi mitzvah tzedakah, because he's an oni, there it's not up to enes. There, the Torah, since you're an oni, removed from you legamre, completely the chiyuv of doing tzedakah. You don't even have that chiyuv. Let's bring another dugma of the two suge ptur in halacha, and also with an afkamina. This way we'll understand it better. Ptur einen le'umas ptur eines. An einen is a person that a relative passed away, a parent passed away, let's say, and the kvura didn't happen yet. So because he's Isaac in the Gvura and he doesn't have the ability to be concentrating to do the mitzvah, so he's part of the mitzvah. Mashenken and Oines, we gave an example before. An Oines is somebody that going, let's say, jailed a person, and because of that, he's not able to put on tefillin. The chiluk in halacha between ptur mitzvahs by an oinen, le'umas by an oines, is the following. In the oines, as we explained before, is still chaya from doing the mitzvah. But the Torah, since he's an oines, won't come betainas utvias. Mashenken by the oinen is much more than that. That the Torah removed afkas achiyuv legamre, the Torah removed from him completely the chiyuv of doing the mitzvahs. So lemay nafkamina. Nafkamina in halacha is like this. Benegia, let's say tashlumin for davening. Let's say that during tefillah shachis, the entire time of zman shachis, the person was either an oinen, that's one case, or he was an oines, that's the second case. And here will be the nafkamina. What happens after? Comes the time for mincha. Now he's not an oinen anymore, in first case. Or he's not an oines anymore, in the second case. Frags of the shayla, is he now chayav betfilas tashlumin to do also tashlumin for shachis, because he missed it, or not? That will be the nafkamina between ptur einen versus ptur eines. In the case of ptur eines, since b'sh'asa eines, he's still chayav b'mitzvah tefillah. Now then, he can't do it, and therefore the Torah won't come b'tfiyas untaines. So when it comes to tashlumin, when it comes to mincha, he has to be mashlim. He has to be mashlim something, a chiyuv that was chaser. He doesn't have to do tefillas tashlumin by mincha. Why? Because during aninus, it's not like is chayev, but we don't have tvias and tainas against him. Is potu legamre. The chiyuv was nifka legamre from him. Therefore, he wasn't chaser anything. It's like somebody who didn't have a chiyuv in the first place to daven. B'meile, when it comes mincha, he doesn't have to do tashlumin. Tashlumin for what? He didn't miss anything. That will be an afkamino between the two sugi ptu, and that gives us a havana to understand the different gedorim between a ptu, which is you still chayav, navaden, the Torah doesn't come to you with tefillah, with tainus. Meshek and a ptu, such as oinen, where the ptu is nifka, the chiyuv is nifka legamri from the person. Now we can understand the chkiras ha'achenim, which is two shittas in the achenim, benagia the gather of ptu, by eisek b'mitzvah, patu min ha'mitzvah. When we say that a person, while he's eisek b'mitzvah, is patu from the other mitzvah, so we call it mitzvah aleph and mitzvah beis. So he's eisek b'mitzvah aleph, and the halacha is, the din is, that he's patu from mitzvah beis. What's the gather up to? Is one eifen, one shita is, that this is just like Aynes. Since Bashas, the time that is osug b'mitzvah, he can't possibly do the other mitzvah. So therefore, it's not like the chiyuv was nifka, he's still chayav in mitzvah base, but he can't do it. No, so Torah won't come to him b'tvias utaynes. A second eifen, a second shita is that the ptur of esek b'mitzvah is a din nachilush min ha-teira, that while you're esek b'mitzvah aleph, Teira removed from you the whole chiyuv of mitzvah beis. You're not chayav anymore, bichlal, of mitzvah beis. As mentioned, these are two shitas in the achenim, and there will be kama nafkamina, so I'll mention three of them. First nafkamina. In a case where a person can actually be mekayem both mitzvahs at the same time, do we say even then when he's eisek b'mitzvah aleph he's patu mitzvah beis or not? It depends on this chkir on the two shittas. If the tam and gedar aptu is begedar oynes, that says that the Torah didn't remove from him the chiyuv of mitzvah beis, but except since that he cannot do it, so therefore we won't come to him b'tvias untainus. And of course, in a case when he's possibly is able to be mekayim both of them, he should be mekayim mitzvah beis. Then yemol, then there is no ptur of esek b'mitzvah. However, if it's a ptur achidosh that the Torah was mafkir the chiyuv of mitzvah habeis legamre, b'shad that you eisek b'mitzvah aleph, is yamol, that doesn't make a difference if you're not able to do both of them, or if you are able, because milechatchila the tam wasn't based on oynes, because you're not able, so therefore you can't. No, it's a chidush dinateiro, that when you eisek b'mitzvah aleph, you don't have the chiyuv of mitzvah beis. If you don't have the chiyuv of mitzvah beis, even if you can do it, you still don't have the chiyuv. Second afkamina. What will be a case where a person is eisek b'mitzvah aleph, and so be'etzem he was patu mi'mitzvah beis, but then he went ahead and nonetheless he was mekayim mitzvah beis. Do we say that yotza yedecheva of mitzvah beis, or since it was done b'shas haptu, he wasn't yotza yedecheva of this mitzvah? The Moshel. A person is Esek b'mitzvah pidyon shvuim b'shas chag ha-sukkos, which b'shas ma'aseh that is Esek b'mitzvah of pidyon shvuim is patu mi'mitzvah yeshiv b'sukkah. But he went ahead and nonetheless he sat and ate in a sukkah. Do we say, no, he was mekayim, it's a sukkah? Or do you say, since it was b'shas the ptu of Esek b'mitzvah of pidyon shvuim is b'mele, it's not a yeshiva besukah, meaning it's not a kiyum mitzvah, and he wasn't yetzei the chayva of mitzvah sukah. That depends on the two shittes on the kiva. If it's an onus, if it's eisig mitzvah, it's begeder onus, which means that bishas, when we say eisig mitzvah, patumina mitzvah, really is still chayev of mitzvah base. Except that since he's an eines, the Torah won't come to him betfias vetaines. And if he was mekam mitzvah base, of course he was mekam the mitzvah. Of course he's yetzi yedea mitzvah. Mashenk, and if we say that this is afkas achiyuv, then he's not yetze. Why? There is a gather in mitzvahs, that a mitzvah that a person did bishas aptur mamesh, it's not considered a mitzvah. And a person cannot be yetze yedecheva of this mitzvah that was done bishas aptur. It's not considered a kiyum mitzvah. For example, a shaita that ate matzah, shas, the night of Pesach, night of the Seder, he ate matzah while he was a shaita. And a few hours later, he became a pikach again. So he has to eat matzah again. Why? Because since when he ate the matzah, he was a shaita, he was then potum in a mitzvah. So it wasn't a kiyum mitzvah. He cannot be yetzi the cheva of achilas matzah with the mitzvah that he did b'shas aptu. So here too, if a person did kiyum mitzvah sukkah while he was eisek b'mitzvah pidyon shvuim, according to the second shita, since b'shas ma'ase is in patu, meaning hufka nifka dechiv legamre, so this is not a kiyum mitzvah. But mele with that. With that yeshiva besukah, he's not going to be able to be yetzei the chayva of mitzvah sukkah. And third, nafka mina, which is the case that we mentioned earlier. He was asuk be mitzvah, the ace, during the time of zman tfila shachis. And then, later on, after the zman, that's it, he's not asuk be mitzvah anymore. So now it's tfilas mincha. Does he have to daven tashlumin for tefillah shachis that he missed earlier while he was asik b'mitzvah during zman at tefillah shachis? So it depends on the two shittas. If it's mitzad the ptur of asik b'mitzvah, mitzad onus, that means that he was really chayav b'mitzvah tefillah shachis, never then. His asik b'mitzvah is an einus, so he won't come to him with vias v'tainus. Mele he was chaser. When it comes mincha, he has to be mashlim what he was chaser. Mashenk, and if we say that b'sh'as eisik b'mitzvah de p'tur is afkas achiyuv legamre, then he didn't have achiyuv at all of tefillah shachis. Then comes mincha, he doesn't have to do tashlumin. Why? Tashlumin for what? B'mashlim what? He wasn't chaser anything. So this is b'kitzer, the sugya of eisik b'mitzvah in the achenim, in nafkaminus, and so on. Now we'll be able to really understand and really appreciate the mechudesh dikeshita of the Ragat Shava. The Ragat Shava is mechadesh, a third shita, a third way to look at the geder of Eisek b'mitzvah and Potur min ha-mitzvah. And it goes like this. Really, be'eis, the isuk in the mitzvah, when a person is busy doing a mitzvah, mitzvah aleph, he is indeed, b'shas ma'isa, still mechuyav to do mitzvah beis. Now then, we say that since he's doing mitzvah aleph, it's ke'ilu he was mekayem mitzvah beis. And therefore, is of course potu, eventually to be mekayem mitzvah beis. In other words, here the potu min ha-mitzvah is not that he doesn't have to do it, like the first two shittas, either because of eines or because of afkas achiyuv. But he's potu from doing it. Why? Because he actually did it. How did he do it? You'll say he didn't do mitzvah beis. Well, he did mitzvah aleph. While he was doing mitzvah aleph, it's ki'ilu he did sai mitzvah aleph and sai mitzvah beis. So he was mekayem mitzvah beis. And since he was mekayem mitzvah beis, of course, he's potur min ha-mitzvah. That's the Shita of the Ragat Shalom. And with that, the Ragat Shalom explains different sugyas, different pratim, benegia, the musag of Esek b'mitzvah, potur min ha-mitzvah. However, Chayra, al pi nigle, and al pi pashut, we have to understand this shita. Why take it? What is the beer? He's saying that he's keilu, he was mekayim mitzvah habeis. Lepeil, he only did mitzvah aleph. Mitzvah aleph is not mitzvah beis. How could you say that when he did mitzvah aleph, is keilu, he was mekayim also mitzvah beis? So the Ragat Shavah doesn't explain. Kedarke bakedesh, he says it very bekitzer. But here comes the Rebbe, and the Rebbe says that really the beer of the Ragat Shavah Shita al Pinigle is really meyused on the beer of Esek b'mitzvah, patur min ha-mitzvah al pichsedes. And here it's not just that the beer al pichsedes is moisiv havana, but here it's without the beer al pichsedes, you can't understand at all the whole concept of pinigle. Rebbe explains like this. What is a mitzvah? A mitzvah at the end of the day, any mitzvah, it's Ratzon Hashem. I mean, Begilui, you look at a mitzvah, you say, mitzvah tefillin, Shibud Aleva Meach, Chilas Matzah, Zecher Litzias Mitzrayim. Each mitzvah has its own teichen, its own time, its own inyan, L'chayra. But really, if you go deeper, you go to the neshama of the mitzvah, then at the end of the day, every mitzvah is equally the same nekuda, the same point. Doing Ratzon Hashem. It's Ratzon Hashem. Ratzon ha'atzmi from the Meibishten. A Ratzon which is not metzuyan in any tzir, in any time prati. At the end of the day, if you go deep down in the mitzvah, what really are you doing? You mekayem Ratzon Hashem. In other words, the teichen of mitzvah aleph is really the same teichen and the same purpose of mitzvah beis. So therefore, when you are doing mitzvah aleph, you are actually doing mitzvah beis. Because what's mitzvah aleph? Ratzon Hashem. What's mitzvah beis? Also Ratzon Hashem. So while you're doing mitzvah aleph, at the end of the day, if you go deep down in the neshama of this mitzvah, you're actually doing the neshama of mitzvah beis as well. You keilu mekayim also mitzvah aleph and mitzvah beis. You mekayim Ratzon Hashem. That's the beer, says the Rebbe, of the shita of the Ragat Shavah, that I eisek b'mitzvah patur min ha-mitzvah. It's not that you don't need to do mitzvah beis. Of course you do, but when you're doing mitzvah aleph, you're actually doing mitzvah beis in the sense that you're the techen ha-inyan, the matorah, the etzem of each mitzvah, it's Ratzon Hashem. The minute you're doing Ratzon Hashem of mitzvah aleph, Ratzon Hashem of mitzvah beis, the same Ratzon, the same inyan, the same nekuda, and therefore ki'ilu ki'im ha-mitzvah v'drag ha-tshaver zogt. So, to conclude just l'chiduda, I was thinking, what would be the Ragat Shavah Shita Lefid, the Ragat Shavah Lishitase, in the gather of Esek B'mitzvah, what will be the halacha in all the three nafke minas that we mentioned? So I'll mention it bekitzer. There's really a richus, and we can mefalpel zayin. And with regards to some of them, I have second thought. Maybe we have to see, we have to be me'ayin. But for now, I'll mention what I think lechayra, what will come out according to the Ragat Shavah's Shita in the three nafkeminas that we mentioned. The first one was with regards in a situation when he can possibly be mekayim both mitzvahs. So Yeshlema bepashtus that lefi de Ragat Shavah it won't make a difference. Whether you can't or whether you can, it doesn't matter. You eisek b'mitzvah, is b'shas ma'ase, you're ki'ilu mekayem the other mitzvah. The only according to the time of Enos, it'll make a difference. Since you're an Anus, therefore you can't do the other mitzvah, so it's okay. But according to the Ragat Shavar, since the pshat is, while you're doing mitzvah aleph, it's ke'ilu, you're actually b'mekayem mitzvah beis, so it doesn't matter if you can or cannot. While you're doing mitzvah aleph, you're mekayem ratzon Hashem, which is the same neshama of mitzvah beis. So the p'tur will still apply. In the second afkamina, the question was, what will happen if the person will go ahead, although he's patur from doing mitzvah beis, but he will be mekayem mitzvah beis? Is he yetzei the cheva of mitzvah beis or not? Is lefida ragatshav yeshlema for sure yes? Why? Because for sure that the pshat is not that b'sh'as, the esek b'mitzvah aleph, is nifke the chiyuv of mitzvah beis. According to the Ragat Shavar, of course you have the chiyuv. Now, but then you were mekayem via be'emtzos the ma'ase of mitzvah aleph. No, if you are using the ma'ase of mitzvah beis, kol shekel v'kavah chema that you yetzei the cheva. You were yetzei the cheva through using mitzvah aleph. Meaning you were yetzei the cheva of mitzvah beis through using mitzvah aleph. So the question is, if you did the ma'ase of mitzvah beis, will you be yetzei the cheva? Of course. You were never potter of that chiyuv. It's not b'shas ha'ptur. It's b'shas ha'chiyuv, a chiyuv mamish. Now, but then, you have two options to be mekayem mitzvah beis. You can be mekayem mitzvah beis via the mitzvah aleph, or if you choose so and you go ahead and you do mitzvah beis, of course you'll be mekayem mitzvah beis and you'll be yetzei d'chevo. Now, what about the third case? Tashlumin. That means, okay, so the person was Esek b'mitzvah b'sh'as tfila shachis, zman shachis, and then it's finished the zman of shachis, now it's mincha. Does he have to be mashlim tfila shachis or not? So here, l'cheira yishleimau, that l'fida ragat shavar, he doesn't have to. Why? Because what's the gedder of tashlumin? That you're machzir, you're a chaser, an inyan, a mitzvah, a tefillah. But here, thanks to the chidush of esek b'mitzvah, potur min ha-mitzvah, in our pichsedes, pshat is that while you were doing this mitzvah, b'sh'as tefillah shachis, Tere considers ke'ilu your daven. It's not that you didn't do shachis. You did shachis. Through what? Not through davening mamesh, but in this case you did it through the mitzvah aleph. But melee, when it comes mincha, you're not chaser shachis. There is no in of tashlumin. Tashlumin for what? You already were mekayim shachis. How so? Ki'ilu ki mitzvah beis. Through the mitzvah aleph that you were mekayim. Azei, mecheira yeshlema. Nakol panim, this is to clarify here what the Rebbe is saying in the Sicha, especially He'ara 49, al derech ha-mevua, in the inyan from esek b'mitzvah patur min ha-mitzvah. Now we understand what the Rebbe is saying here. Al pinigle on al pichsedes. On kamuvan, al pinigle is mevua here al pichsedes. The pshat is not an oynes, not an afkas achiyuv, but, zog the Ragat Shavar, here 49, ki ilu he was mekayim the other mitzvah. How so? Das is der far. Al the mitzvah called Mikola mitzvahs. At the end of the day, every single mitzvah is Ratzon Hashem. The Rebbe explains more bepratius in Chelek Lamed. Since the teichen mitzvah of mitzvah aleph is the same teichen mitzvah of mitzvah beis, Ratzon Hashem, Ratzon Atzmi from the Meibushten, the Melech when he did mitzvah aleph, really you're a mekayem mitzvah beis at the same time.